closer.
MotivationFreeForAll.com.
Are you struggling? Do you have goals? Do you want to get in better shape? Firm up? Lose weight? Do you have a job or career aspiration? Do you want to move up? Are you establishing a company? You need motivation. Valuable lessons and profound philosophies from iconic writers, political luminaries, influential philosophers, and historical figures. Motivation Free for All, mind, body, and spirit.
Warning. Some specific terminology may be culturally insensitive, even though the important topics discussed are still relevant. We do not censor classic literature or practical philosophy.
Clickman Digital Media, your culture's edge.
The Old Testament, a foundational text in the Christian and Jewish faiths, is a collection of sacred scriptures that recount the history, teachings, and religious beliefs of the ancient Israelites. Divided into several books, it includes narratives of creation, the lives of prophets and kings, laws, poetry, and prophecies. Key themes in the Old Testament include the covenant between God and the Israelites, the importance of faith and obedience, the consequences of sin, redemption, and the promise of a Messiah. It serves as a record of God's relationship with His chosen people, detailing their triumphs, failures, and journey towards spiritual enlightenment and fulfillment. The Old Testament opens with the creation story in Genesis and continues with historical accounts such as the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt, the giving of the Ten Commandments, the reigns of kings like David and Solomon, and the prophetic writings of figures like Isaiah and Jeremiah. Overall, the Old Testament provides moral and spiritual guidance, reflecting on human nature, justice, mercy, and the enduring nature of God's love and grace. It remains a source of wisdom, inspiration, and religious significance for millions of believers around the world, offering insights into the origins of faith, the struggles of humanity, and the eternal promises of God. The Book of Ruth, nestled in the Old Testament, tells the poignant tale of loyalty, love, and redemption set against the backdrop of the ancient Israelite society. It focuses on the lives of Ruth, a Moabite widow, and her mother-in-law Naomi, highlighting themes of faithfulness, kindness, and God's providential care. The narrative begins with Naomi and her family migrating from Bethlehem to Moab due to a famine. Tragedy strikes when Naomi's husband and sons pass away, leaving her with her daughters-in-law, Ruth and Orpah. Naomi urges her daughters-in-law to return to their families, but Ruth makes a steadfast pledge to stay by Naomi's side, embodying a rare devotion and loyalty. Ruth's unwavering commitment to Naomi leads them back to Bethlehem, where Ruth gleans in the fields of Boaz, a kind and wealthy relative of Naomi. Boaz extends his protection and generosity to Ruth, symbolizing God's provision for the vulnerable and marginalized. Their interactions showcase the virtues of compassion, integrity, and justice. Through a series of events orchestrated by God's providence, Ruth and Boaz eventually marry, and their union gives rise to a line of descendants, including King David and, later, Jesus Christ. This interwoven family history underscores God's redemptive plan and the significance of even the most unexpected individuals in fulfilling His purpose. The Book of Ruth serves as a beacon of hope and a testament to the transformative power of love, kindness, and faithfulness. It illustrates how God works through ordinary people to accomplish extraordinary deeds, emphasizing the importance of integrity, compassion, and trust in His divine guidance. Ruth stands as a shining example of resilience, virtue, and unwavering devotion, leaving a timeless legacy of faith and righteousness.
The Book of Ruth from the World English Bible. Chapter 1. It happened in the days when the judges judged that there was a famine in the land. A certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to live in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. The name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi, and the name of his two sons Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah. They came into the country of Moab and continued there. Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left and her two sons. They took them wives of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth, and they lived there about 10 years. Mahlon and Chilion both died, and the woman was bereaved of her two children and of her husband. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law, that she might return from the country of Moab. For she had heard in the country of Moab how that Yahweh had visited his people in giving them bread. She went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on the way to return to the land of Judah. Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, "Go, return each of you to her mother's house. Yahweh deal kindly with you, as you have dealt with the dead and with me. Yahweh grant you that you may find rest, each of you in the house of her husband." Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. They said to her, "No, but we will return with you to your people." Naomi said, "Go back, my daughters. Why do you want to go with me? Do I still have sons in my womb that they may be your husbands? Go back, my daughters, go your way, for I am too old to have a husband. If I should say, 'I have hope,' if I should even have a husband tonight and should also bear sons, would you then wait until they were grown? Would you then refrain from having husbands? No, my daughters, for it grieves me much for your sakes, for the hand of Yahweh has gone out against me." They lifted up their voice and wept again, and Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth joined with her. She said, "Behold, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people, as to her God. Follow your sister-in-law." Ruth said, "Don't entreat me to leave you and to return from following after you, for where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God my God. Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. Yahweh do so to me, and more also, if anything but death part you and me." When she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, she left off speaking to her. So they two went until they came to Bethlehem. It happened, when they had come to Bethlehem, that all the city was moved about them, and they asked, "Is this Naomi?" She said to them, "Don't call me Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and Yahweh has brought me home again empty. Why do you call me Naomi, since Yahweh has testified against me, and the Almighty has afflicted me?" So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, with her, who returned out of the country of Moab. And they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of barley harvest. Chapter 2. Naomi had a kinsman of her husband's, a mighty man of wealth, of the family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz. Ruth the Moabitess said to Naomi, "Let me now go to the field, and glean among the ears of grain after him in whose sight I shall find favor." She said to her, "Go, my daughter." She went, and came and gleaned in the field after the reapers. And she happened to come to the portion of the field belonging to Boaz, who was of the family of Elimelech. Behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem, and said to the reapers, "Yahweh be with you." They answered him, "Yahweh bless you." Then Boaz said to his servant who was set over the reapers, "Whose young lady is this?" The servant who was set over the reapers answered, "It is the Moabite lady who came back with Naomi out of the country of Moab." She said, "Please let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves." So she came, and has continued even from the morning until now, except that she stayed a little in the house. Then Boaz said to Ruth, "Listen, my daughter, don't go to glean in another field, and don't go from here, but stay here close to my maidens. Let your eyes be on the field that they reap, and go after them. Haven't I commanded the young men not to touch you? When you are thirsty, go to the vessels, and drink from that which the young men have drawn." Then she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground, and said to him, "Why have I found favor in your sight, that you should take knowledge of me, since I am a foreigner?" Boaz answered her, "It has fully been shown me, all that you have done to your mother-in-law since the death of your husband, and how you have left your father and your mother, and the land of your birth, and have come to a people that you didn't know before. May Yahweh repay your work, and a full reward be given you from Yahweh, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge." Then she said, "Let me find favor in your sight, my lord, because you have comforted me, and because you have spoken kindly to your handmaid, though I am not as one of your handmaidens." At mealtime Boaz said to her, "Come here and eat of the bread, and dip your morsel in the vinegar." She sat beside the reapers, and they reached her parched grain, and she ate, and was satisfied, and left some of it. When she had risen up to glean, Boaz commanded his young men, saying, "Let her glean even among the sheaves, and don't reproach her. Also pull out some for her from the bundles, and leave it, and let her glean, and don't rebuke her." So she gleaned in the field until evening, and she beat out that which she had gleaned, and it was about an ephah of barley. She took it up and went into the city, and her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned. She brought out and gave to her that which she had left after she was sufficed. Her mother-in-law said to her, "Where have you gleaned today? Where have you worked? Blessed be he who noticed you." She showed her mother-in-law with whom she had worked, and said, "The man's name with whom I worked today is Boaz." Naomi said to her daughter-in-law, "Blessed be he of Yahweh, who has not left off his kindness to the living and to the dead." Naomi said to her, "The man is a close relative to us, one of our near kinsmen." Ruth the Moabitess said, "Yes, he said to me, 'You shall stay close to my young men until they have ended all my harvest.'" Naomi said to Ruth her daughter-in-law, "It is good, my daughter, that you go out with his maidens, and that they not meet you in any other field." So she stayed close to the maidens of Boaz to glean to the end of barley harvest and of wheat harvest, and she lived with her mother-in-law. Chapter 3. Naomi, her mother-in-law, said to her, "My daughter, shall I not seek rest for you, that it may be well with you? Now isn't Boaz our kinsman, with whose maidens you were? Behold, he winnows barley tonight in the threshing floor. Therefore wash yourself, anoint yourself, get dressed, and go down to the threshing floor. But don't make yourself known to the man until he has finished eating and drinking. It shall be, when he lies down, that you shall mark the place where he shall lie, and you shall go in and uncover his feet and lay down. Then he will tell you what you shall do." She said to her, "All that you say I will do." She went down to the threshing floor and did according to all that her mother-in-law told her. When Boaz had eaten and drunk, and his heart was merry, he went to lie down at the end of the heap of grain. She came softly, uncovered his feet, and laid her down. It happened at midnight that the man was startled and turned himself, and behold, a woman lay at his feet. He said, "Who are you?" She answered, "I am Ruth, your handmaid. Therefore spread your skirt over your handmaid, for you are a near kinsman." He said, "Blessed are you by Yahweh, my daughter. You have shown more kindness in the latter end than at the beginning, inasmuch as you didn't follow young men, whether poor or rich. Now, my daughter, don't be afraid. I will do to you all that you say, for all the city of my people does know that you are a worthy woman. Now it is true that I am a near kinsman. However, there is a kinsman nearer than I. Stay this night, and it shall be in the morning, that if he will perform for you the part of a kinsman, well, let him do the kinsman's part. But if he will not do the part of a kinsman for you, then will I do the part of a kinsman for you, as Yahweh lives. lie down until the morning. She lay at his feet until the morning. She rose up before one could discern another. For he said, Let it not be known that the woman came to the threshing floor. He said, Bring the mantle that is on you, and hold it. She held it, and he measured 6 measures of barley, and laid it on her, and he went into the city. When she came to her mother-in-law, she said, How did it go, my daughter? She told her all that the man had done to her. She said, He gave me these 6 measures of barley, for he said, Don't go empty to your mother-in-law. Then she said, Sit still, my daughter, until you know how the matter will fall, for the man will not rest until he has finished the thing this day. Chapter 4 Now Boaz went up to the gate and sat down there. Behold, the near kinsman of whom Boaz spoke came by, to whom he said, Come over here, friend, and sit down. He turned aside and sat down. He took 10 men of the elders of the city and said, Sit down here. They sat down. He said to the near kinsman, Naomi, who has come back out of the country of Moab, is selling the parcel of land, which was our brother Elimelech's. I thought to disclose it to you, saying, Buy it before those who sit here, and before the elders of my people. If you will redeem it, redeem it. But if you will not redeem it, then tell me, that I may know. For there is no one to redeem it besides you, and I am after you. He said, I will redeem it. Then Boaz said, On the day you buy the field from the hand of Naomi, you must buy it also from Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of the dead, to raise up the name of the dead on his inheritance. The near kinsman said, I can't redeem it for myself, lest I mar my own inheritance. Take my right of redemption for yourself, for I can't redeem it. Now this was the custom in former time in Israel concerning redeeming and concerning exchanging to confirm all things. A man took off his shoe and gave it to his neighbor, and this was the way of attestation in Israel. So the near kinsman said to Boaz, Buy it for yourself. He took off his shoe. Boaz said to the elders and to all the people, You are witnesses this day that I have bought all that was Elimelech's and all that was Chilion's and Mahlon's from the hand of Naomi. Moreover, Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon, I have purchased to be my wife, to raise up the name of the dead on his inheritance, that the name of the dead not be cut off from among his brothers and from the gate of his place. You are witnesses this day. All the people who were in the gate and the elders said, We are witnesses. May Yahweh make the woman who has come into your house like Rachel and like Leah, which two built the house of Israel, and treat you worthily in Ephrathah, and be famous in Bethlehem. Let your house be like the house of Perez, whom Tamar bore to Judah, of the seed which Yahweh shall give you of this young woman. So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife, and he went into her, and Yahweh gave her conception, and she bore a son. The women said to Naomi, Blessed be Yahweh, who has not left you this day without a near kinsman, and let his name be famous in Israel. He shall be to you a restorer of life, and sustain you in your old age. For your daughter-in-law, who loves you, who is better to you than 7 sons, has borne him. Naomi took the child, and laid it in her bosom, and became nurse to it. The women, her neighbors, gave him a name, saying, There is a son born to Naomi. And they named him Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David. Now this is the history of the generations of Perez. Perez became the father of Hezron, and Hezron became the father of Ram, and Ram became the father of Amminadab, and Amminadab became the father of Nahshon, and Nahshon became the father of Salmon, and Salmon became the father of Boaz, and Boaz became the father of Obed, and Obed became the father of Jesse, and Jesse became the father of David. End of the Book of Ruth. Recording by Tim McKenzie.
Thank you for listening to Motivation Free for All, Mind, Body, and Spirit. For more information, go to motivationfreeforall.com. Motivation Free for All. Mind, Body, and Spirit was created, developed, and post-produced by CJ Glickman. Music produced and composed by Olmac Music. Glickman Digital Media, your culture's edge. All rights reserved.